Romans tells us that we are heirs of God. What are we? We are heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ. All right? So, since we are citizens of heaven, partake of the heavenly calling, he said, this is what you do. We're talking about confession now. Consider the apostle. Who do we consider? The apostle and who else? And the high priest of what? Our confession. Who is he? Jesus. Even Jesus. Jesus, what? See, when you understand the place that confession holds and where it came from, why do I confess what God says? We have an apostle, and I know you heard that word probably quite frequently, probably heard many times. But I want to put this one in proper perspective. Jesus is the apostle of our confession. What does it mean to be an apostle of our confession? Apostle is a sent one. God sent Jesus to this earth, didn't he? Can you agree with that? God sent Jesus to this earth. He came here as a man, anointed of God. He brought from heaven God's truth and light. So we as people on this earth could be right again and be delivered from what Adam put us in. Hello? Adam put us in a place where we had no joy. We had no peace. Poverty and destruction existed and operated among God's people. There was fighting, there were wars, there was all kinds of catastrophe that took place. And they were bringing suffering on people. How many of y'all remember Israel trip to Egypt? Stayed there somewhat. 400 years, around 400, 430 years somewhere. And down there, what was going on? They cried unto God, didn't they? With suffering. Baby was killed, right? Y'all remember that? All kind of stuff. They was overworked. Am I right? They was what? Underpaid. They were treated like slaves. They lost their freedom. So, God sent Jesus to this earth to buy back our freedom, to purchase our freedom. And he became the apostle of our confession. And that's what the scripture said. Consider who? The apostle. Who is Jesus? For him, the sinner sent out apostle, he had to be one himself. Hallelujah. And notice what else he is, moving right along. What he also is the what? High priest of our confession. High priest, where he whatever liveth. This is what happened. When he was raised from the dead, he arose and he ascended and he took a seat at the right hand of God, according to the scripture. And he became the apostle and high priest of our confession. Listen to this statement. He's the high priest. He is the apostle and high priest of our confession because we are confessing he is the one that did it himself. God guaranteed this through an oath. God guaranteed what? We're getting there. This through an oath. Hallelujah. Having a great high priest that are passed into the heaven. See, he's not only the apostle, but the high priest that are passed into heaven. Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our confession. Let us hold fast our confession. He took everything delivered us from. He took everything that we were bound with, everything that made us insufficient, sick, failure, weakness, you name it. He took that. And he hung on that cross as a curse, shame, disgrace. Are you listening to me? Paid everything in full. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So we could be free from all the stuff that's going on in the earth. And yet there are what? Many, many, many diseases. Many, many violent acts of evil. Babies are destroyed before they come out the womb. Hello? Are you in the house? People born deformed. People, children born under a curse. People born in this earth. And they supposed to live a normal life, but disease attacked their bodies. Huh? Some violent person come along and destroy their life. Am I right? So, Jesus became the high priest of our redempted, resurrected, redempted life that we have been delivered from. And Jesus became the high priest of it. As he sits at the right hand of God, interceding that we get the revelation of it on this earth. That I've been redeemed from the curse. Sickness and disease has no right to my body. Mental problem has no right to control my mind. Are you listening to me? Poverty has no right to infringe on my life and call me to live beneath the provision that the Lord God had made. We find in poverty many, many, are you hearing me, are suffering from malnutrition because they're in a poverty-stricken area where the knowledge of God is not known. But yet we have a high priest who are passed into the heavens. And his name is Jesus. And he is the high priest of our confession. Glory to God. That we have been delivered from this present evil world. He is the high priest of it.